Gift Grub.
Every day on Today FM.
The gift that keeps on giving.
Welcome along to Gift Grub, your weekly fix. We have pulled together all of the big Gift Grub moments from the week in one place just to make life easier for you. Let's kick things off with a trip to Kildare, where the Newbridge Silverware's Museum of Style Icons opened a brand new exhibition dedicated to the one and only Daniel O'Donnell.
Yeah, how are you doing?
Yeah. So oh, this is your exhibition. You must be thrilled, are you?
Absolutely, Ian, absolutely. Look, it's loads of memorabilia here that you can see when you're looking around. There's me, look up there, there's my wedding suit from 2002.
Oh, that's very good. And what's this here? It's a glass case. It looks kind of valuable, is it?
This is a lock of me hair, Ian, from 1985.
Oh.
And it's behind the glass case because a couple of elder ladies there broke into it last week. Do you remember the Louvre?
Yes, the Louvre,
It was like my version of the Louvre, and they stole
the Mona Lisa type of thing,
Exactly, they stole the old lock of hair and was up on Dundeal there for €10,000 last week. So now we have it electrified, and it's bulletproof and everything, so they're not... There's my hair from 1985, anyway.
Right, very good.
And now this, look at this over here, look at this
I'm looking at it,
Fountain.
A lovely.
This fountain.
Beautiful. Can I ask you one question? Why is the water brown? Is it the pipes burst or something like that? It smells okay.
No. This is a fountain of tea, Ian.
Oh, so is it?
Just, Mickey, can you turn back that fountain on again when you can? It glitches. I love tea, Ian, and I want to offer people as much tea as they can drink. So they just stick their cup under the fountain.
Yeah.
And it fills it with tea. It's like Willy Wonka's chocolate river.
Right.
You just dip your cup in a nice cup of tea. Yeah. Now, look at this over here.
Oh, yeah.
This is me prize exhibit. Prize exhibit.
So people can go in from today and they can see all this. This is going to be
great. Absolutely. Now, look at this prize exhibit up on the pedestal here. Do you see this up on the pedestal?
It looks a bit like it looks a bit like a used tea bag, is it?
No, that's not just any old tea bag, Ian. This is me first tea bag.
Oh.
From me first cup of tea I had.
That's lovely.
4 years of age I had that. Yeah. That tea bag is from 1965.
Oh, it's got a brass plate and all, I can see you've got it written there. Yeah. From what year?
1965.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Lovely,
I love a good tea bag, so I do. Yeah. More memorabilia here from the fans, Ian.
Yeah.
As you can see,
these
here,
hats.
Merchandise.
Can I stick on one of the hats here?
Yeah.
Okay. What? How do I look?
Ian.
Do I look a bit like you?
No, it's not a hat. They're knickers, Ian.
Oh, Jesus God.
They're a collection of knickers that have been thrown up at me by the fans. That knickers you're wearing on your face.
Right.
There.
No, it's in the gut,
That was thrown up by a woman called Sadie from the Greville Arms in Mullingar.
Thank you, Sadie.
In 98. So it's a little stale, but anyway.
Are they treated?
Well, after the knickers,
when you bring them back, are they treated?
No, they're as new, as original.
As worn.
So I'd get yourself tested afterwards anyway. But anyway, touch of tetanus there. But anyway, listen, I love speaking to my fans, I've endless time for them. So we wanted to come up with something special that you can imagine you're talking to me, even when I'm not here. So we have this thing over here.
Yeah.
Small talk machine, the Daniel small talk machine.
Yeah.
You can small talk with a computer version of myself. So you just, what you do is you stick in a euro.
Mickey,
do you want me to go first or do you want to go ahead? Go on, Ian, answers.
I'll go
fair
ahead.
Enough.
How
are you?
I'm very well. How are you today, Daniel?
Oh, you're looking well.
Thank you. I was just going to say exactly the same
Shocking
thing.
Weather we're having, isn't it?
It is terrible weather. Hopefully it clears up now in the next little while.
They say it's going to get colder as well.
Really? I heard that.
Did you get away at all?
Not yet, but we're hoping
How are you?
I'm great.
You're looking well.
It's starting.
It's just started shocking weather we're having, isn't it?
He just says the same things over
and
over again.
It's going to get colder.
Yeah, you can turn it off there, Ian. It's all great.
All right.
We might make it more small talk for it, but we got a great one over here because a lot of people love me singing, but they wonder, could they ever experience the thrill of what it's like being me singing on stage?
Oh, yeah.
So we actually have a contraption here that you can... You can actually use this microphone here.
Is this free, this one? Because the other one you have to put money into.
No, I'm not making any money off this one.
Right, okay.
You can use the microphone here and you start singing the song and we change your voice to my voice.
This
so
microphone.
You can experience what it's like to sound like me. So go on, hammer away there, Ian.
I'm going to sing into it.
I want to dance with you. We'll put on. Put on that, Mickey.
Okay.
Great. Here we go, Ian.
Here we go.
There you go. 3, 2, 1.
I want to dance with you.
Well done, Ian.
Twirl you all around the floor.
It's great.
Is that happening? What's
going
on?
It's great. No, it's grand.
That's what they invented dancing for. I just want to dance with you.
I've turned
Jesus, Daniel, this is a great joke.
Sorry, am I talking like him now?
Give me back my own voice, will you?
Sorry, stick him off, Mickey. Ian, get back your own voice there.
That is weird. That's the weirdest thing that's happened to me all week now. That's mad.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Now, over here is the architectural plans. Do you see these plans?
Yeah.
These are the plans that Dermot Bannon did for me house.
Oh, right, okay.
Now, he destroyed me house, so he did. And he cost me way over what I intended paying. But anyway, we have a little game you can play here. Oh. It's like at a fun fair.
Is that Dermot's head?
Yeah, but you actually, like a fun fair, you can actually punch his head.
Oh.
So, and you just punch his head as hard as he can and you get a score.
Okay.
Okay? So have a go there, Ian.
Okay, right, here we go.
Hi there. We're slightly over budget. Punch me. Oh.
Good one, Ian.
What about a big window over here? Punch me.
Well done, Ian.
Punch me.
Good one.
Harder.
Go on, Ian.
Harder.
Now, I'll do it this time, Ian. I'll give him a good belt.
Great mornings begin
with Gift Grub, only on Today FM.
It's that time of year again. With the World Snooker Championship underway at the Crucible, Gift Grub got on board with its annual Snooker Spectacular.
And you're very welcome to the annual Gift Grub Snooker Championships. Let's go down to Rob for the introductions.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is the twinkle toes of the table, the Celtic cue artist, the lord of the balls, Michael Frameball Flatley.
You're a big absent, Jesus. How are you?
And Michael Flatley up against his Irish compatriot, the star of Mobland, Pierce Brosnan.
Put it there, the Vicky Dean.
Let's go over to table two now.
And ladies and gentlemen, he's the cork cue ball, the master of the safety play. It's Dithering, Micheál Martin. And he's up against the Sinn Féin spinning machine, the Republican brake builder, the Cabra Cannon. Right on cue, it's Mary Lou.
Good day, Maratatu.
Meanwhile, let's go over to table three, where Simon Hurricane Harris is in action.
That's right, Hurricane Harris.
Hi, guys.
Playing with himself, would you believe?
I just want to tell you what I'm at.
So much energy whizzing around the table.
Fantastic.
While managing to live stream on TikTok at the same time.
I'm just letting everybody know that I'm playing snooker on your behalf for Ireland. I'm building breaks, I'm potting balls, and I'm putting us in a perfect position. Oh, sorry, that's a miss. Your shot. Oh, sorry, that's me. I'm playing against myself. Right, here we go.
This is weird.
Right, that's a foul. Referee? Oh, that's me as well.
Looks like he's appointed himself referee and all.
Foul, Simon Harris, 4. Free ball, Simon Harris.
This is most unusual. And the thing about...
Sorry, move over there, will you? You don't mind, I've appointed myself commentator.
What's going
on? This game, Simon Harris playing an extraordinary game as referee and both players at the same time. Thanks, good luck.
And let's go back to Michael Flatley's game versus Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah, Pierce Brosnan now studying the table intently. A little bit of tension between himself and Flatley.
I'm thinking of shooting the little yellow fella.
I don't know where that wind is coming from. Somebody must have let the doors open.
You can take the green fella, Michael. I'm going to blast the yellow fella into the hole.
You're a bit Jesus. Get on with it, Pierce, will you?
Oh, and Brosnan's missed. Flatley now approaching the table. He doesn't play with a cue, of course. Uses his flute.
Shiver me shillelagh. I'm just putting an old bit of chalk on me flute here, be gabs.
Gets his leg over the table.
Green ball for Ireland, be Jesus.
He's done it. We're shooting Flatley.
Back now to Micheál Martin playing Mary Lou.
Micheál Martin's been studying this shot now for 20, 25 minutes.
Well, the number of options on the table available to us. Obviously, the safety shot, go back into ball.
Oh, for Christ's sake, Micheál, just get on with this.
The red is effectively in front of the black, so it is effectively blockading access to the pocket going forward. Perhaps if I screwed this one back.
Look, you've already screwed the country. How hard can it be?
Do you know what? You're not a nice person, do you know that?
Meanwhile, don't forget there's a veterans tournament going on as well. Michael D. Higgins here.
Yes, indeed.
In action against Joe.
Thank you.
Double Kiss Duffy.
May I have the rest, please? And the rest again, please. And the rest, please. Thank you.
Incredible snooker by Higgins. That's a ton he's made with the rest. Meanwhile, over at the Late Late Show table.
Welcome back to the Late Late Show Snooker Special. Coming up, we'll be talking to Dennis Taylor's former optician. We'll be having a chat with Ken Doherty's pizza delivery guy. And we'll meet the man from Northern Ireland who once saw Ronnie O'Sullivan in a spa.
Great mornings begin
with Gift Grub, only on Today FM.
Earlier on in the week, a new report claimed that the number of Americans seeking Irish citizenship had surged in the last year. Apparently, that includes some famous faces. Let's get to the bottom of it.
Welcome back to Prime Time. Well, look, one of the offshoots of Donald Trump's America is that thousands of US citizens are currently moving to Ireland. This was Donald Trump 5 minutes ago only speaking in Washington, D.C.
President.
You know, what is your response to people leaving America and going to live in Ireland?
Look, Ireland is a disaster. They have a terrible president, Catherine Communist. She's a communist.
Mr. President.
The army are on the streets. Well, law is broken down. There's no food on the shelves.
Oh,
the people are starving. They're eating their donkeys.
What do you mean?
And the oil. The oil can't get in.
What do you mean about the oil?
What about the oil?
They're blockading the oil in Whitegate. All across the street. The Strait of Ringaskiddy all the way up to the Gulf of Roaches Point. The oil can't get in. Ireland is a hellhole. It's a obliterated.
Mr. President.
Okay, and that's maybe one of the reasons why they're coming over. Thousands of Americans. We know the comedian Rosie O'Donnell is currently living here. We're joined now by legendary Hollywood actor Al Pacino. Hi, Al.
Miriam O'Callaghan. Ooh-wah.
Al Pacino, you're coming to live in Ireland. Nah. Why, Al?
I'm a political refugee. I got a passport. I'm Irish, Miriam. Con us a tattoo.
Don't make them all, Al. What connections do you have here in Ireland?
I have a cousin on my mother's side from Boris in Ossory.
Okay.
County Leash. Keeps me sharp. On the edge. Where I want to be.
Okay, thanks, Al Pacino. Well, okay. A lot of luck living in Ireland. We're also joined in Dublin, would you believe, by another Hollywood legend, Michael Douglas. Hi, Michael.
Thank you, Miriam. Nice to be here.
Welcome, first of all. But when did you get here, Michael?
Let's see. Myself and Catherine arrived 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
We found a nice rental in Cabra.
Cabra.
On daft.ie. We queued for 3 to 4 hours approximately. With other prospective tenants before finally securing the property through Douglas Newman Good.
Okay, how much?
$5,000 a month.
Oh my God, that is extortionate.
Well, as I always say, greed, for lack of a better word, is good.
Fair enough.
Plus, on the plus side, we had a beautiful meal in a nice place called Abracababra.
Oh yes, that's absolutely fantastic. Thank you, Michael. Enjoy Ireland. Let's go live now to Galway,
thanks,
where we understand Arnold Schwarzenegger has come to live. Hi, Arnold.
Miriam, how are you?
I'm great, Arnold. Arnold, where in Galway are you currently living?
I'm living in Letterfreck.
Okay.
Fantastic place. Mm-hmm. Fantastic people. Galway people. Galway Abu.
Now, we're delighted to have you here, but do you not kind of miss America, Arnold?
Jesus Christ, no.
No?
People talk about Disneyland. Useless. Terrible. Yesterday, I went to Emerald Park. Ashbourne.
Oh, my God. The roller coaster is incredible.
Coughlin. I rode it.
Okay, where else are you going?
Tomorrow I go to Center Parks in Longford.
Oh, that's only a short drive.
I'll take the helicopter. Get to the chopper.
Oh, handy you have the chopper standing by. Okay, and finally the extraordinary news that Tom Cruise has come to live in Ireland. We're joined by Tom Cruise. Good evening, Tom.
Hey, Miriam, hi.
Hi, I'm a bit starstruck. Tom, where are you living in Ireland?
County Clare.
Okay.
Milltown, Malbane, County Clare.
Oh, beautiful.
I'm actually shooting a movie here, Top Gun 3.
Top Gun 3, amazing. That's happening in Ireland?
I'm actually shooting a stunt right here, right now.
Oh, my God, it's beautiful. The bike is great. Come here. Are you enjoying Ireland?
Man, I'm loving Ireland.
Any teething problems so far?
What?
I said any teething problems?
The deposit return scheme. I just can't get my head around it, man.
Oh, it's easy. You save money on the bottles and it's great for the environment.
Really? Great. I'm just going out the cliffs of Moher.
Oh, my God. Bye, Tom.
Oh, Rogue's Chain, the best hair world.
He made it. Great.
Gift Grub.
Every day on Today FM.
The gift that keeps on giving.
GAA fans rejoiced with the return of the Hurling Championship, and I was lucky enough to catch up with the main man, Marty Morrissey, for a full report on proceedings.
Good morning, Ian. And so it begins. The greatest championship of them all, Monster Hurling, is back in our lives. Sun splitting the stones, starting with Clare versus Waterford, who gave us an orgy of scores. The ball went over the bar so often, Ian, even Hawkeye needed a water break. A sus, Ishka. Stephen Bennett for Waterford in a figure-hugging top. 3-12 on his own. He scored more times, Ian, than I did at the Marty Party last year in Alicante. October 2026, tickets still available. Plug cleared with Kevin Backhurst. He scored more on his own than the entire teams of Roscommon, Laois, Kildare, Derry, London, Cavan, and even Kilkenny. Oh, whither Kilkenny. Still, Waterford lost. And then the main course, Cork versus Tip. They came from Bandon and Borrisaleigh, from Clonakilty and Clonmel, from Timoleague and Templemore.
Okay.
Cork put Tip to the sword, 29 points to 122. Ben O'Connor, Bannister, is he Cork's special one to finally resurrect the blood and bandage. Ooh. Marty Morrissey in a pair of skimpy shorts outside Croke Park.
And that's your lot for this week. Remember, you can listen to Gift Grub live every weekday morning from 6 a.m. on Today FM.
Gift Grub.
Gift Grub.
On the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Exclusively on Today FM.